Greetings, I'm Will Waters, a guest of Classical 101, here to give you a small taste of Giuseppe Verdi's Messa de Requiem. You can hear the full performance presented live by the Columbus Symphony Orchestra and Chorus on October 28th and 29th. Requiem Aeternam, Eternal Rest, the words softly whispered and repeated by the chorus. Debuting in the Church of San Marco on May 22, 1874, Verdi's Requiem is a choral adaptation of the Roman Catholic funeral mass. The Requiem is also a tribute to the great Italian nationalist Alessandro Manzoni. This is taken from the Dies Irae, the Day of Wrath. You'll see just why it's called that right now. Once again, the Dies Irae. Verdi was never afraid to add a good bit of theatrical drama to his work, and that is certainly no exception. Listen now for the soprano's cries to the heavens, Salve me, fons pietatis, save me, fountain of pity. Not quite as violent there, but still an absolutely masterful orchestration of instruments and voices. This next portion, the Lacrimosa, has the chorus pleadingly bemoaning the death of a loved one. Lacrimosa. It's hard to imagine anyone finding fault with music like that, and certainly many critics thought so too. Edward Hanslick, a notoriously harsh musical critic of Verdi's day, regarded the Requiem as a beautiful work, a milestone in the history of Verdi's development as a composer, adding even that sworn anti-Verdians participated unreservedly in the applause. This is from the Sanctus.
Thank you.
the more playful side of Verdi's Requiem on display with the Sanctus, a celebration of the whole chorus from beginning to end. This last piece is the soprano's finest moment, a repeat of the Requiem, "Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord." The Liberame, the dramatic closing of the very theatrical Requiem, and also the end of this small peek into Verdi's brilliant work. We hope you will join us for the Columbus Symphony Orchestra and Chorus performance of the Requiem on the 28th and 29th of October. For Classical 101, I'm Will Waters.